So I think what we need to make sure when we think about this disease now is to make sure we diagnose it correctly. So we've been talking about the itching and the rash, and that's a really key issue in the diagnosis of disease. These patients are primarily itching. You get rash in very typical locations. Is one of the most cardinal features. It also is this chronic relapsing disease in many children. Some of the very young population that can resolve, but it's this chronic relapsing disease. There's this polyporotic rash that typically occurs in sort of older patients in flexural areas. It can go to other parts of the body. It gets red and thickened, and again, it's polyporotic. But it's also important to rule out other diseases. So, Dr. Kyle, what things do you rule out when you think about atopic dermatitis and making sure that we're not misdiagnosing it?
Right. Well, atopic dermatitis, as you mentioned, is very much a clinical diagnosis. So when we're looking for clues that we may have something else, we're looking again at morphology, and then we can supplement that with laboratory-based evaluations. It also depends on the age. When we're talking about a very young child, we may be thinking about conditions like immunodeficiencies, for example, hyper-IgE syndrome or Wiskott-Aldrich disease. We may be thinking about ichthyoses. As we get a little older, we start to throw in a disorder like scabies, which, of course, can become secondarily eczematized and raise the question of eczema. And if we don't look for the scabies, might find it, we're just not going to treat correctly. As we get older, we have to be thinking about problems like contact dermatitis, which can look like atopic dermatitis, but also can occur in addition in children and adults who have atopic dermatitis and needs to be differentiated. Psoriasis at any age sometimes looks more like eczema. And cutaneous T-cell lymphoma is certainly one that we have to think about in adults who have often chronic and recalcitrant atopic dermatitis.
And the other issue I always think about in atopic dermatitis is the issue of superinfections. A lot of these patients get superinfected, and that can make the diagnosis trickier because the lesions begin to look a little less atypical and also more tricky to manage. So it's important to rule out the issue of superinfections, which patients with atopic dermatitis are often more prone to get.
Absolutely. Can I just add, though, that I think it is important for clinicians to at least assign a severity. Is it mild? Is it moderate? Is it severe? And this may become increasingly common as we're trying to prescribe, for example, biologics in which there is a specific indication, like the child has to have severe disease, or the adult or adolescent must have moderate to severe disease.